Welcome back to the Science for Idiots Who Can't Use Google. I am your host, Sunstrike, and I am here with the very smart Dr. Noddle.
Hello, my fans, and today I'm answering your stupid questions. Let's begin.
So, the first caller, please.
Hi. I was wondering if the Earth was flat.
I just hung up.
That was a bit of a stupid question. Everyone knows it's round. So now, next caller, please. Didn't even need Dr. Noddle for that.
What causes earthquakes?
Well, Doctor?
Earthquakes are caused by tectonic movements in the Earth's crust. The main cause is when tectonic plates collide, one rides over the other, causing orogeny, which is mountain building, earthquakes, and volcanoes, the boundaries between moving plates from the largest fault surfaces on Earth.
Well, there's some nerdy news for you. Next call.
Does the moon have any impact on earthquakes?
Well, Doc?
Well, Susan Ho found that the incidence of earthquakes had no relationship between position of the moon or the sun relative to the Earth.
Took a bit to get your bearings, but you got it there. So next caller, please.
What is a tectonic plate?
Oh, Doc, this is your area.
Plate tectonics is a scientific theory describing the large scale motion of seven large plates and movements of a large number of smaller plates on the Earth's lithosphere. Since tectonic processes began on Earth between 3 and 3.5 billion years ago.
Very interesting. Do we have any other callers?
Yes.
Oh, and what is your question, madame?
Can you tell me a little bit about the continental drift?
Okay. Today, we know the continents rest on a massive slab of rock called tectonic plates. The plates are always moving and interacting in the process called plate tectonics. The continents are still moving today, by the way.
Oh, so let's make sure we don't drift away. Any other callers?
One more.
Oh, what is your question?
Do the tectonic plates have any effect on continental drift?
Oh, I wonder.
Continental drift is the theory that Earth's continents have moved over geologic time relative to each other, thus appearing to have drifted across the ocean bed. The speculation that the continents might have drifted was put forward by Abraham Ortelius in 1596.
Oh, well, that's your science.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, the science for the day, and I hope you enjoyed it, and be back with us next time. See ya.